So we're starting Sefer Mishlei. The Gra, even though I'm teaching Mishlei with the Gra this afternoon at 3:30, I'm actually once a week, we're going to get together and learn Mishlei with Rabbi Niona's interpretation. The Gra in his letter said, Uvisvarim Shali, Yesh Mishlei im Lashon Ashkenaz, Leman Hashem Shikru B'chol Yom, Fuyoter Tov Mikol Sifrei Musar. The Gra said the best Musar Sefer out there is learning Sefer Mishlei. So the reason why we're learning Mishlei is two parts. Number one, it's part of Tanakh. Number one, it's a tremendous Musar Sefer also. Okay? So if you start with the first six psukim of Mishlei is an introduction. We'll see how Rabbi Yonah explains it right in front of you. First, in front of you, you have the people brought Tanakh, and I gave you Rabbi Yonah's interpretation for the first couple of psukim. It says, Mishlei Shlomo ben David Melech Yisrael. Ladat Chochma Musar. You should be looking around. If you're Tanakh, if you don't have a Tanakh, definitely bring a Tanakh. Share for now. Ladat Chochma Musar Lavinim Rebina. Lakachat Musar Haskel, Sedek Umishpat Mesharim, Latet Liptaim Orma, Lenar Dat Umzima, Yishma Chacham V'Yosif Lakach, V'Navon Tachpulot Ikne. These first psukim, 5, number 6, Lavin Mashal Umlitza, Divrei Chachamim V'Chidotam. This is the introduction of Sefer Shlomo. And we start off. It says, Mishlei Shlomo ben David, Melech Yisrael. Why is it called Sefer Mishlei? Just like in many parshiyot, it's based on the first word. And we know that a lot of times when you explain things, you use a mashal. And that's what Rabbi Yonah explains. Bimkomot shaya roe ki amor adam al davar mitoch ha-mashal, haya nausei mishalo alav. A lot of times people need a story or need some sort of parable to be able to make things more clearly. And that's why Shlomo calls this Sefer Mishlei Shlomo. Okay? And then he already says, for the purpose of it, not only just for clarity, a Pasuk Bet. Ladat Chochma Umusar Lahavin Imre Bina. Explains Rabbi Yonah. Again, you have to ask yourself, you're going to see, there's Pasuk Bet is Ladat Chochma Musar. What's the difference between Chochma and Musar? And then in Pasuk Gimel, Lakachat Musar Haskel. Okay? So Rabbi Yonah in Pasuk Gimel is going to say, at the beginning we talk about Ladat, and afterwards we talk about Lakicha. So what's the transition? What's the evolution here that's going on? So first, see Rabbi Yonah inside, in Od Bet. Chiber Mishlei Shlomo. Ladat Mimenu Chochma Musar. Says the purpose of Mishlei Shlomo is to know, at least the first level, is to know Chachma and Musar. Vachochma, now he defines it. He says Chochma, he's going to give two interpretations. This is the first interpretation. Vachochma hi midat ha-tzadikim v'darkei ha-emet v'atzedek asher yodia v'yivaer b'sefer hazeh. Chochma is the way of the tzadikim, how to live a life of emes, which we'll explain in this Sefer. Musar, explains Rabbi Yonah, Hugnuta Rishaim. The negativity, the recklessness, the what we don't want from Rishaim. Fodat Hanezek Fahefsera Magiyamehim. And the collateral damage that comes as a result of the Maaseh Avirot. V'tireh harbi mikroot b'sefer hazeh. Everyone has a footnote over here on the bottom that he says, Akin amar Shlomo HaMelech ladat chachma musar lavini merebina. I just learned this with my chavrusa Rabbi Yehuda Fiman, who talks about, this is very much Rabbeinu Yonah l'shitasa. Rabbeinu Yonah talks about that one of the ways we do tshuva is not just to know that it's bad, but we say in davening, Rigzu
The Al Techatau. Imru Bilvavchim. Rigzu. It's a machlokas. What does it mean, rigzu? You say it every single day in davening. Rogez. Barogez. Barachim Tiskor. What does it mean, rigzu? Anybody have any idea? What? Rigzu Val Techatau. There's a Gemara in Brachos that says, La Olam Yargiz Adam Yetzer Atova Yetzer Hara. See my Shari Chuba over there? Small one. Thank you. So Rabbeinu Yonah here at the beginning. Some say, like the Gemara in Brachot, Rogez is the language of anger. Lo'olam yargiz adam yetzer atov yetzera. You have to channel the anger that the yetzer atov will come and beat out the yetzera. That's the Marsha over there, because the Marsha says we know anger is usually a bad emotion. It's emotion that the Rambam talks about. You have to really channel it, and it's really something that could overwhelm you. Okay? There is a certain level, says the Marsha here, as much as anger is something that you're so full of yourself and therefore it's connected to ka'ach, to ga'ava. The bottom line is, says the Gemara here, there is a certain level of using the rogez, the anger properly. Rabbeinu Yonah has a different shita, if I can find it. Just give me 1 second. He says, I will find it. One more second. It's when always staring you right in the face. Shal Rishon Ot Gimel. He says, Rigzu, here he's talking about a person who delays from doing tshuva. And he says, one of the ways to make sure that you do tshuva is Rigzu Val Techato. Tell him, Perak Dalad. Rigzu means not anger, but rather, we have the concept of also when they're traveling down in Sefer Bereishit, it says Al Tirgazu Badarach. Talks about where you're not allowed to learn Torah when you're traveling because you're going to be so involved in it. But here, Rigzu explains Rabbeinu Yonah is that you should be it should hurt you. Now Averot should hurt you. It should bother you. It's something that bothers you. You only change when something bothers you. And he quotes some Mishalim, the only way, if you think it's not a big deal, we talked about this in Rambam Menachos Tshuva, then you're not going to change. Okay? Now his proof is, it doesn't say Yiru, right? The idea, and therefore over here, in the bottom here, Ladat Chochma Umusar, he says, is Perush, Kisharon ha-ma'aseh v'azivot ha-virot yikra chokhma. The chokhma is the ability to know how to move away from the sins that you've done. Ki hi chokhmatchem uvinatchem. V'achar shel yomad v'yeda mitzvot. And what are the virot? Says Rabbeinu Yonah, you have to learn the gnut of the avirot. And how bad is the breach of doing those avirot that as a result of that, you rupture your relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It hurts your relationship. And that's what we call Musar. And that's what he says over here. Ladat chokhma musar. To know chokhma is to know the good, the maisa mitzvos, to know the emes. And the musar is to know the averos, and to know how bad it is. Rigzu v'al techato. Explains Rabbi Yonah, we continue. For roi la adam li yaser nafsho tchila l'archik midat ha-rasha liyot gadur mimena. Person should make sure to have know himself to remove. We have to talk about the concept of yisurin, what it means here. To remove the rishut. Shelo yachshileyu ha-yetzara ha-leha bi'itim asher yikar mikreya litkabir l'shlob ba'adam. You have to be able to have your boundaries. I read on a website of Shmirat Einayim that a person who was addicted to pornography, he was having a problem getting a job. He finally had a job offer, but it ended up being for three people. It was going to be him, the CEO, and the secretary. It's a good job, needs the parnasa. But guess what? The secretary was improperly clad. For himself, being an addict, he knew he couldn't take the job. I, Mitzad Hadin, he could have closed his eyes. He could have made sure. This is the Ladat Chachma Musar. To be able to know how to put yourself in the right position as much as possible. And he's going to dive into HaKadosh Baruch Hu that he finds the right job. V'roi la'odom li'aser nafshot tchila l'archik midat ha'rasha. Shelo yachshileyu t'yetzah rabbi itim. Asher yiker mikreyu litkaber l'shlob adam. And then afterwards, says the Rabbi Yonah, v'achar kach yargil nafsho la'alot malot midat tzedek. Very important piece, he says. It doesn't happen overnight. This is what he's about to say. This is something that needs hergel. It's not something you come into yeshiva, bang, I'm a tzaddik. It doesn't work that way. It's something that works. You have to know yourself. Know your warts. Know your strengths. And that's what he says here, v'da. Doesn't happen overnight. Rome wasn't built in a day. This is something probably the most difficult, but this is what you have to work on to habituate yourself one step at a time. What is the other interpretation? I turn to page Bet. He says that was one interpretation. The other interpretation is Ladat Chochma Musar. Okay. He says Atov Ba'adam. The good in man. Sheyeda Chochma Musar. Hu b'makom azhara kemo zachor. Ava min hakatuv b'inyan Yishma Chacham v'yosif lekach. Yesh lemod kal divrei ha-sefer yidaber shechibram ladat mihem chachma musar. Second interpretation is ladat chachma musar is that we have a chiyuv, like the concept, it's like zachor. It's a mitzvah asay on a certain level to know what's good. That the tov is what's the mitzvah asay, and the musar is what? Lo tasay. Meaning lo ama aretz chasid, says the Mishnah in Avos. The idea is, you can't just be what we call a good person. Because if you don't know what's an aveir or what's a mitzvah, so then you can go start being machmir. A lot of people are out there, you have certain women that will cover their hair almost well, and then they wear the shortest skirts possible. It's ridiculous. It's the classic idea of a person who would come and want to wear cufflinks at a wedding, but he's wearing pajamas to the wedding. It just looks ridiculous. You don't wear cufflinks without a tux or a nice suit, right? You don't wear it with pajamas. So to over here, says Shlomo HaMelech, Ladat Chochma Musar, you want to be able to know how to be a real Eved Hashem, you got to know Chochma is a mitzvah asay, Musar is the mitzvah lo taseh. Then we have Lahavin Imrei Bina. Lahavin, yeah. Yeah, I just gave that as an example. Right? That was just an example. We'll see again if you learn Mishlei. Also, part of this is like how you beat Yetzirah. So what he's saying is, it not just look at like the second interpretation. Don't just look at, is it exactly a mitzvah or an aveira? Sometimes, and that's part of this issue, there are times to you have to know how to be makel, and there are times to know how to be machmir. That's the kind of the first Mishnah in Pirkei Avot that says, having mitunim bedin, what does it say? V'amidu tamidim harbe, v'asu siyag l'torah. There is a time that it wasn't as much as, there's an article by Rav Chaim Soloveitchik of a rupture of centrist orthodoxy. Chumrah didn't start over the last 50 years. A chumrah is not a bad word, it's not a curse word. You have to know how to use a chumrah, and kula is not a curse word either. You have to know what a kula is, the proper kula is, and what a proper chumrah is. But that's what Shlomo is saying, you have to know the chachma and the musar to be able to properly move ahead. Lavin imri binasa rabbeinu yona, havanat hadavar. To really understand what you're doing. Hi aga letachlit kavanata omer bo. This is to really get to understanding, to get to the bottom of the Bavine Lava Machshava. Okay, and he quotes Psukimir and Daniel that prove this. Imre Bina Dvarim Amukim. These are deep things. Shlo Yasik Adam Ladatam Achit Bonim Bayam Biyamik Bavanatam. You have to be able to go into depth. Too many times in our religious life, we just use the spark notes. Say, eh! You know, you, in the world, keep it short. You know, if you're going to speak, make sure nobody wants to hear you. Keep it short. So the truth is, it's important to keep it short, because if not, it's a chilul Hashem. You have to know how to speak properly with the Dvar Torah. At the same time, that gisha leads to shallowness, right? For business, people are going to have business magazines. They're going to be able to make sure to go on the blogs to understand. But our job as religious Zionist Jews, as modern Orthodox Jews, is to take Torah seriously, to be able to be leaders in real estate and in law and doctors and rabbis, but and not to be rachruchi, not to be soft and to be shallow, to be able to havin imrei bina. And we'll conclude with the next interpretation, where we said the question was, it starts out ladat chokhma musar, but the purpose he's going to say right now is that's not enough just to know it, knowledge. But what's the next pasuk? Pasuk gimel. Lakachat Musar Haskel Tzedek U'Mishpat Meisharim. Explains Rabbeinu Yonah, Hiskir Tchila Ladat Chochma U'Musar. At the beginning, he mentions to know it, but afterwards you have to take that Musar, Lakachat Musar Haskel U'Biur Ha'inyan Shiyeda Musar. It's not just to hear a nice Musar Shmuz and give a clap, Yashar Koach, great Musar Shmuz Rabbi, right? No. The point is to internalize it. Lakachat musar. Think about it for yourself, to how to interpret. Ulakichat musar is what's pshat in taking musar. Hu kiyum hamusar before, properly fulfilling the musar. Li yashir midotav, so that your midos should be yashar. Ulanigam al piyam musar. Ra'iti lakachti musar. Shlomo HaMelech says later on. Okay, like musar v'haskel. To be able to know how to do it, to think about it. Midos are not only for seminary girls. Just like tzniot is not only for seminary girls or even women. Right? The idea of midot, and that's why the Rambam calls it Hilchos Deos, is that you have to use your Musar Haskel, it's called. Because you have to know it. It takes a lot of chokhmah. How to work on your anger. How to work on your ability not to have too much gaava. It takes a lot of work. It takes a lot of intellectual, cognitive intelligence, and also emotional intelligence. It takes a lot. Fine. We have to end off. It says, Tzedek u'mishpat. Tzedek u'mishpat explains Rabbeinu Yonah. Tzedek is that you should try to do not only mitzar adin, we have to go lifnim mishur sadin and mishpat mishur sadin. Ki yesh dvarim shiroi la'adam likanes b'am lifnim mishur sadin. There's a thing to go not just to the letter of the law, but to even go above and beyond. Next time, Mirat Hashem, we'll pick up from here in pasuk dal, and we have to end. We'll end off gimel mishareim. Everyone, please should have their gemara. We're going to huddle up right now. 9:25 exactly. We huddle up.